Leaders of a House committee yesterday agreed to add more than $1.3 billion to a worldwide campaign against AIDS. That's in addition to $200 million President Bush already has pledged. Commentator Jean Flatley McGuire says that's not all the United States can offer.
The most important thing Americans can contribute to the global AIDS conversation is humility. It is appropriate to be humble, not only because of our unpaid UN invoices, but because of our failure to meet the ongoing challenges of this epidemic here at home. It's true that the United States has reduced AIDS deaths by more than 60% in recent years. But one-third of Americans with HIV still don't know they're infected. And many who do know that they're infected don't get the recommended treatments because of our inadequate systems of care. Worse, the U.S. tolerates a rate of new infections estimated at 40,000 new cases each year, and has for more than a decade. And remember, this is an entirely preventable disease. In spite of early HIV prevention gains, the United States is witnessing decreased access to condoms in many school systems, increased sexually transmitted diseases among gay and bisexual men, particularly those in minority communities, and decreased condom use by sexually active adults. In addition, although contaminated syringes account for more than 50% of the AIDS cases in many localities, few injection drug users can get clean needles or treatment on demand. Those trying to combat this disease are dividing into two camps. One group wants all new money to go toward prevention. The other says it should go to care. The dichotomy is not only unwarranted, it is intolerable. The challenges of getting AIDS drugs to poor people are not so different, whether in Haiti or Africa or here in the United States with rural, homeless, and migrant people. After two decades of responding to AIDS in America, we've learned what can make a difference. Mobilizing the community, targeting prevention, providing access to drug treatment, and having the political leadership to make those things happen. If the UN conversation is only about them, those faceless people in other countries, we will lose an opportunity to become us in a struggle that requires solidarity, boldness, and humility.
The comments of Jean Flatley McGuire, Assistant Commissioner for Health at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.